Hichilema pays tribute to Dr. Kaunda, calls for national unity and cultural preservation. ADEG urges young Zambians to obtain NRCs in the ongoing registration exercise. And dozens of African migrants killed in U.S. strike on Yemen, Houthis say.
The Hot FM News with Natasha Nguni.
Now the news in detail. As the country commemorates the Kenneth Kaunda Day, a day dedicated to honoring the life, legacy, and immeasurable contributions of Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, Zambia's first president and founding father, President Hakainde Hichilema has called on Zambians to reflect on the spirit of unity that Dr. Kaunda so passionately nurtured. The president said Dr. Kaunda was a tireless advocate for unity, peace, conciliation, and love, not just within borders, but across the African continent. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, the head of state said his brief in the preservation of the culture, knowing that a people anchored on their identity would stand firm through the tides of time. President Hichilema has encouraged Zambians to live by the example Dr. Kaunda set, fostering peace and cooperation within their communities, and continuing to build a future worthy of the sacrifices made by those who came before them. And Opposition Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has underscored the immense contributions of Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, hailing him as a true giant of African liberation, whose leadership not only secured Zambia's independence, but also positioned the country as a beacon of hope for liberation movements across the continent. He has called on the country to recommit itself to the ideals of the late Dr. Kaunda if the nation is to build a just and equitable society. The Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation, ADEG, has urged all eligible citizens to seize the opportunity to obtain their national registration cards during the ongoing mobile registration exercise across the country. ADEG Executive Director Gideon Musonda said this registration exercise, which aims to register 3.5 million Zambians, is a crucial step towards ensuring that all citizens can participate in the democratic process. He has particularly encouraged young people who have reached the age of 18 and above to take advantage of this timely opportunity. Mr. Musonda said obtaining a national registration card is a fundamental requirement for registering as voters, thereby enabling them to exercise their rights to participate in elections as both voters and candidates. He has also called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia to consider bringing forward the planned mass mobile voter registration exercise to run concurrently with the current NRC registration drive.
To make the process even more efficient, we respectfully call upon the Electoral Commission of Zambia to consider bringing forward the planned mass mobile voter registration exercise to run concurrently with the current national registration card drive. This would not only increase convenience for eligible citizens, but also potentially boost voter registration numbers by reducing logistical challenges and costs. By conducting these exercises concurrently, we can ensure a more streamlined process, increased efficiency, and reduced costs for citizens.
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has emphasized that investing in human papilloma virus HPV screening is crucial to reducing the social and economic burden of cervical cancer in the country. Organization Director General Dr. Quince Mwabu says cervical cancer remains a leading cause of death among Zambian women, claiming 1,904 lives annually. He said the impact of cervical cancer on families and communities is devastating, causing emotional, financial, and social distress. Dr. Mwabu says early diagnosis through HPV testing can alleviate financial pressures on families and healthcare systems, enabling women to remain active contributors to their families and economies. He has demanded that the government, policymakers, and healthcare providers take immediate action to prioritize diagnostics and drive equitable access to HPV testing and treatment.
In line with the World Health Organization ambitious goal to eliminate cervical cancer by 2030, our country can make significant progress when government, policymakers, healthcare providers, and also communities join forces to ensure every woman has access to life-saving screening and treatment. Building on this collective effort, we must educate ourselves and our loved ones about HPV vaccination and testing. We must also demand increased funding for screening expansion of vaccination programs and support for awareness initiatives. Remember, community engagement and advocacy is also important, so the time to act is now.
Human rights activist Naran Mwandu has urged the government to prioritize the establishment of a sustainable and dignified retirement plan for civil servants. Mr. Mwandu has stressed the need for a comprehensive retirement preparedness plan to mitigate the challenges retired civil servants face, particularly teachers who often endure poverty and delays in receiving benefits after years of dedicated service. He has called for stronger collaboration between the government and trade unions, proposing measures such as pension savings education, voluntary top-up schemes, access to affordable housing, and financial literacy training for civil servants during their careers. Mr. Mwandu has emphasized that unions must deliver tangible benefits for their members and not just serve a privileged few in leadership.
We need to do capacity building before employment and all that, because it is very wrong that we see civil servants after serving government diligently 35 years and then they look like destitute. It is very practically impossible for civil servants on a class teacher level, if it is in the teaching fraternity or a nation in charge, to be the house. This is why government should have an MOU with unions. Why should unions be deducting money from their members and their members are wallowing up in poverty?
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia's ambassador to China, Ivan Zulu, undertook tours of automobile companies in Jiangsu and Jiangxi provinces to explore possibilities of cooperation in the electric vehicle manufacturing industry. Mr. Zulu visited Wuxi Launch Design in Wuxi City of Jiangsu Province and Jiangxi Longshen Automobile Company Limited in Jingdezhen City of Jiangxi Province, subsidiaries of Launch Design. Launch Design, the parent company, is set to visit Zambia to explore possibilities of establishing an electric vehicle assembly plant. During separate meetings with Wuxi Launch Design General Manager James Wu and Jiangxi Longshen Automobile Company Limited Chairman Xiaobing Yu, Ambassador Zulu stated that Zambia looked forward to establishing cooperation with Launch Design for purposes of establishing an electric vehicle assembly plant in Zambia. The ambassador stated that efforts would be made to ensure that Launch Design finds a local partner in Zambia and sets up operations, as this was in line with Zambia's industrialization and diversification agenda as espoused in the country's 8th National Development Plan. Both Mr. Xiaobing and Mr. Wu noted that Launch Design was willing to establish cooperation with the government of Zambia, provided a local partner for the company was found. This is according to a statement issued by the Zambian mission in China.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
At least 68 African migrants have been killed in a U.S. airstrike on a detention center in Houthi-controlled northwestern Yemen, the armed group's TV channel says. Al-Masira reported that another 47 migrants were injured most of them critically, when the center in Sada province